we'll call that a moment of silence for Barbara Bush.
So sad. Grandma. And Cosby's freedom.
America's first grandma.
Was she?
Well, you know, first lady, first grandma. She looked like a grandma to me.
Technically, yeah.
She was a grandma.
You know, I always liked Barbara Bush just because she's pretty much a straight shooter. And from everything she's the second woman in the, oh, Jesus, hold on.
Cat.
Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't
cat,
do it.
Cat disaster. Sorry about that. She's the second woman in American history who was both the wife of and the mother of an American president.
That's pretty
cool. Yeah.
Adams.
Yeah. Was it Abigail Adams that was the, or was it the?
Oh, God. Don't make me look it up. Anyway, so, but the thing about, I really admire about Barbara Bush was that her child, the leader of the free world, president of the United States, commander of the armed forces, he referred to her as the enforcer. So, you gotta know that she was a tough lady.
And apparently she loved to tell dirty jokes, too.
Oh, geez. I'm sure.
And she looked like George Washington.
Kind of, yeah. But right after she died, her husband, George H.W. Bush, was admitted to the hospital with a blood infection. And, you know, you hear those stories about people, right? They have been married for 75 years and spent every moment together and were best friends, and one of them dies, and then, like, days later, the other one dies. Or they die holding hands in the same nursing home, or, you know, stories like that. And it didn't surprise me at all, because they were such, you know, such an incredible couple together and for so long. So I think the president, former president H.W. Bush, is doing okay.
Yeah, he's doing better.
Cats.
Regardless of what you think about their politics, I think there's no question that they were fine people.
Yeah. Raised a great family. Loved the country. Yeah. The cat just ripped my HDMI cord out of my television.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll worry about that after the show.
Which one? We have to know.
I think it was Tig.
Of course.
It's kind of the first day here that's really been kind of spring-like, you know.
Did you open the windows? No,
I did not, but
they can feel it.
They know. Mm-hmm. So everybody's like wound up today, running around.
Is Myra Jones in for some worms? I need to
know. Oh my gosh. She is the turtle is very, very grumpy about the weather situation. She wants to go outside, but there's only been one day, and I had to work, of course, when it was like warm enough to take her out and for me to feel okay about it, you know. And yes, I know she's like, you know, she's a turtle. She knows what she's doing, but the ground is still cold, even though it's like, you know, 70 something out, you know, but it hasn't gotten much warmer. I mean, today was in the 50s and she doesn't really.
So has the permafrost melted yet?
I don't know.
The great frozen. Up.
But it really seems like this is how ice ages start, you know.
Yeah.
Spring is later, and then winter comes earlier, and then somewhere kind of like it meets in the middle, and then it's perma winter.
Well, we are.
And then you have mastodons in your backyard.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I bet mastodons were good eating.
I'm sure. Lots of eating, too.
That's probably why they're.
Yeah, you better have a good big freezer. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's frozen all the time outside.
They've been doing a lot of studies I've been reading about. You know, if you've paid any attention at all, you know there used to be, like, large mammals on the planet.
Yes. giant sloth.
Yeah, giant sloth, mastodon. I mean, there used to be lots of, you know, giant cow things that were like, you know, 15 feet high or whatever. I mean, there were lots of really big animals. And what they've discovered is that in every continent, those animals died off not long after humans moved in.
Uh-huh.
And you know, primitive humans are sitting there going, them's good eating. I'm gonna get me that auroch or whatever, you know. I'm gonna a giant sloth. He's dinner. So there we go.
Whoa. I'm just thinking about the size of the backstrap on a mastodon.
Oh yeah. Can you
I may need a moment.
You know, they're talking about, we've mentioned this before. They're talking about cloning mastodons from frozen, cells that they're digging out of, like, the glaciers in Siberia.
And they're going to implant them in chihuahuas.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going to do. So you'll have giant, hairy chihuahuas.
What?
But it is oddly appropriate because we're apparently entering hopefully what is a mini ice age. But if they're bringing back mastodons,
oh no, Alan, come on! Global warming is real. The science is proven. No, settled. I'm sorry. The science is settled.
Tell that to the sunspots that aren't happening.
No, that's because of all of the SUVs on the sun.
Oh, speaking of that, did you hear Ford is going to stop making like cars?
Who?
Ford.
They never heard of them.
Yeah, they're going to stop making cars. They're going to focus on SUVs and pickups.
They're going to make vehicles. Well, that doesn't surprise me. They've kind of abandoned cars.
No, they're still going to make the Mustang, but they're going to stop making the other thing. Which, you know, somebody was maligning. It's the end of the American sedan. You know, the American sedan died in the 80s.
60s.
Well,
the American sedan died in whenever they brought the catalytic converter in. Here's where I nerd out.
In the vehicle, what is it, fleet mileage standards? Yeah. I mean, Brita drives one of the last few remaining full-size sedans.
Yep.
And they hadn't made it in a decade, at least.
And they pretty much don't exist anymore.
No.
I mean, they've gotten smaller. Because now you've got, like, the Dodge Charger, which is a rear-drive sedan, but it's nowhere near as big as a Crown Vic or a Chevy Caprice.
It's a sport sedan.
And, you know, it's great right up and as far from what I've heard from police officers, the biggest problem is the gear that they have has gotten not only large, not so much larger, but there's more of it because you've got a laptop up front and you've got a riot gun and you've got armor and this, that, and the other thing. And the cars are smaller. They wind up crammed into these cars for entire shifts and they are not comfortable.
Yeah, I've wondered about that. You know, the cars are so small. Brita.
Hello?
Brita went away and came back.
We car geeked her right off the podcast.
Is this on now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I don't know.
Did Ronan eat
I don't know.
Yeah, Jay and I vamped and covered for you. It's okay.
Oh, good. Okay, about cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's car dorking. Yeah.
Okay. Is it over now?
It's almost over. I was just going to mention that the cop cars are so small now, they almost can't throw people in the back seat. They have to call the...
Are you going to trigger Brita?
It's like the little innocuous things like that you're like, you know what? If they said that, if they used a racial pejorative like that against any other racial type, it would be horribly racist. But people, you know.
Yep.
Well, I want to say, though, that paddy wagons are named paddy wagons, not because the criminals were Irish, but because the cops were Irish.
Let's stick with that story. I like that.
If that's the story. That is the truth.
Okay. So basically, is that what they do now? They you know, when they arrest somebody, they put them in handcuffs and they wait for the giant van to show up.
Except the vans are getting smaller too.
Yeah, stuff them in the trunk.
They're all
yeah, but the trunk's full of crap too. The trunk's full of all their like body armor and stuff. I don't know how they do it these days. Right.
Which are different than assault rifles somehow. No one's explained that to me, but
it depends on who's holding it. If an agent of the state is holding it, it's not an assault rifle.
The patrol rifle. Yes.
So that's how that works.
And now, speaking of vans.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, God, Jay. Assault.
Where are we going?
Just had an assault van north of the border.
Oh, that's right. We did.
Did you like that? That's called a segue, folks.
So was that proven to be like an assault, actually, or was it just an accident?
According to CNN, it was a collision. I'm like, I find it hard to believe he killed CNN. 10 people unintentionally.
The dude, like, drove. I mean, it wasn't like, whoops, I ran into somebody. He drove down the sidewalk.
In a rent van. That's the other thing.
Yeah. I mean, he drove for like block. I mean, it was like a long distance. This wasn't just oh shit, I lost control and slammed on my brakes. No, this was, I don't see how this could be anything but intentional.
Right. Hmm.
You know, I mean, maybe if it was like some old guy that had a heart attack and his foot hit the accelerator and he careened down the street, you know, that would be one thing, I guess.
It's very hard to imagine how you could kill. I mean, he killed 10 and wounded like several dozen others.
Right.
Right.
And that's a sustained effort. That's not a, you know, he had a heart attack and veered off or, you know, who knows, was texting. And I mean, this, you know.
Oh, well, clearly it was an intentional act.
And notice that, you know, but we don't know. Obviously, he had something to do with Trump.
well, you know, what are they going to say?
Acknowledge that the tool is immaterial? I don't know.
Right. I mean, they can't. I don't know. I don't want to say mainstream media because it is the mainstream media. I don't know people who, I personally, I don't know people who watch CNN other than having to be subjected to it in doctor's offices. Everybody I know gets their news from somewhere else. I don't know. I don't know who listens to these people anymore.
Themselves.
Other than other news people. Like, you know what I mean? It's like this weird circle jerk thing they have where they're all tweeting at each other and they're all, it's very strange because I don't know anybody who sits in front of the TV and watches CNN. I mean, do people do that? Really?
Only
other
airports.
Than other news people or in airports or doctor's offices or I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, in CNN's numbers, like in the hundreds of thousands.
I would think so. And I mean, for example, if you go to YouTube and you look at some of the highest paid YouTubers, like there's this girl I follow and she's a Texas girl and she's kind of like this weirdo person. And I sometimes watch her videos because she's kind of interesting in a like watching a train wreck kind of way. I mean, like a really sweet kind of creative, quirky, you know, pixie magic dream girl kind of way. But like, she's not really saying anything or doing anything of import. Yet, if you look at her numbers, she has over 8 million subscribers. 8 million. And she's just like, you know, and I'm sure CNN looks at that and they're like, how do we compete with that sort of attention?
They pretend it doesn't exist.
And they can't. They pretend it doesn't exist. However, it does exist. But the way they drum up, like, attention is, you know, fear and big headlines and sound bites and stuff like that. But, yeah, nobody I know watches CNN. I know I sound like that person who's like, nobody I know voted for Nixon. But in this case, I think it's probably true.
The ratings don't lie. I mean, that's right. You know. When you're in a country of 350 million people, when your viewership is in the hundreds of thousands, you're a minor. You're like public access cable.
Right. I mean,
there's guys playing video games on YouTube that have a bigger audience than CNN.
A lot bigger.
And make a ton of money. Like that woman you were just talking about, Brita, she probably makes a lot of money.
Yes. Off of those. Yes, she does.
You know,
yes.
Off of that YouTube. She better hope she doesn't, you know, incur the wrath of YouTube and be demonetized. That would be sad.
You know, while we're speaking about YouTube, I wanted to mention, and this is kind of like, I subscribe to a bunch of channels on YouTube, and some of them like post all the time, some of them not hardly ever. But there has been this one YouTube channel they haven't posted for 3 years. And just yesterday or the day before yesterday, they posted a new video, and it was like, oh my God, it totally completely made my day.
Who was it?
It's this channel, and it's called Z Frank.
Z-E-F-R-A-N-K.
Z Frank.
Yeah.
And he does all those true facts videos about animals and stuff. And they're funny, but they're educational too, but they are freaking hilarious. 2 days ago, after 3 years, he posted a new video. So if anybody is looking for someone to watch, go to Z Frank, and he's got all his past videos are listed, obviously.
Cool.
And they're terrific and hilarious. So anyway, and I'm sure everybody, if you go to his channel, you'll recognize his voice because he's done commercials and stuff.
Is he the one that did the Honey Badger?
No, he did the Sad Cat Diaries.
Oh yeah.
For like, I'm not sure what, cat food or litter box or whatever it is, but yeah, but the animal videos are the best. True facts by Z Frank.
All right then.
Okay.
Well, I guess we really need to talk about, and dear God, it pains me. You know, we got to talk about Kanye.
Kanye West.
Making heads explode like ticks.
Okay, full disclosure, I've never heard a Kanye West song, I don't think. I mean, I may have, you know.
You probably have.
Unknowingly, but.
Yeah.
No. Now, remember, during Hurricane Katrina, Kanye West was the George Bush doesn't care about black people guy.
Right.
Right.
And proven to be wrong.
He's also the I'm going to let you finish, but.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's easy to roll your eyes at Kanye and the Kardashians and all that kind of stuff. But they are like the gods to all the, you know, the other side of the bell curve.
But because that's pretty much all they're known for.
Well, I mean, they are extremely entertaining to a segment of the population that enjoys that kind of thing.
They are masters of social media.
Yes, they are.
And I
think anybody, well, yeah, they're masters of social media. Their
people are masters of social media.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The brand is the brand. And Kanye, you know, he started off, what was it, right around the inauguration, right when Trump won, and he was like, you know, he came out and said, yay, you know, he was a Trump fan or something like that, and wound up, you know, having a meeting with him, and everybody was like,
yeah.
And
I think the story is that Kanye had like some sort of nervous breakdown.
Yes.
Shortly following the election, when Trump got elected, he was on stage and he, you know, started ranting and raving on stage, and then he like, you know, was hospitalized for exhaustion and
canceled
the tour and all that, you know, all this stuff. And then after that, he went and he met with Trump.
Oops.
And had a meeting of the minds with President Trump in New York.
Well,
and it's
interesting because I think Trump is a lot more media savvy than Obama ever was. Obama gave the impression, Obama seems like Chauncey Gardner. And, you know, he was just there. And a lot of people, he was an empty canvas that a lot of people projected whatever they wanted to on him. You know, he was maneuvered, and he was, you know, he was just carried around in the wind by everybody else. And
you think that's true? Yes. I don't know.
Well, all his books were written by somebody else. I mean, in the times when you got the impromptu Obama,
yeah,
you could tell the difference. Whereas Trump is a completely different animal. And it's interesting that Obama never met with Kanye. Kanye tried to get his attention lots of times and was completely ignored. And yet Trump, after he wins, Trump, and this is why I say Trump's a lot more media savvy, because Trump was like, hey, Kanye, yeah, we'll have a meeting.
Sure, why not?
Right.
It'll put me in the news.
Well, yeah. So, and it's humorous that the left is just having a complete meltdown over Kanye, and Kanye's not coming out. He's not said he supports any of Trump's policies. He's not said, you know, nothing like that. He's just said, hey, I like Trump. He's an all right guy. Has he ever said anything beyond that?
He likes the way Trump thinks.
Okay.
He thinks Black America is, you know, not thinking for itself.
Well, that's, I would agree with that.
And I think that's what his issue is. And I think that's why everybody is, up in arms, because he's coming out and saying it, that, you know, you're not thinking for yourself. Oh, and during this entire episode, Kanye took a shot at Obama.
Yeah, he did.
He said Obama was president. He came out on Twitter and he said Obama was president for 8 years and Chicago never changed. Yep. In fact, Chicago got worse during Obama's tenure, but, you know.
Nobody cares about that.
Well, it's in you know, the like all religions, the left is treating it like heresy. You know, how dare you not, you know, have the group think and all that stuff, and the
he's straight off the reservation.
Yeah, and even I was reading an article right this afternoon. Some other rapper named John Legend, who I've never heard of. I'm sure he's somebody, but you know, not my. Anyway, he apparently sent a private text message, and it looks like it was on an iPhone. So it looks like Kanye uses an iPhone and the other guy doesn't. So anyway, this guy sent a text message to Kanye, and he says, you know, what you say really means something to your fans. They're loyal to you and respect your opinion. So many people who love you feel so betrayed right now because they know the harm that Trump's policies cause, especially to people of color. Don't let this be part of your legacy. You're the greatest artist of our generation. I don't think anything in that paragraph is accurate.
Right. What harm exactly?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, Kanye's response,
like having to get a job, like because black unemployment has been right. The lowest since the 70s.
Well, that's acting white. His response was, "I love you, John, and I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans or my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate my free thought."
Yeah. I think Kanye has kind of gone beyond. I mean, I don't know Kanye West, and I'm not really like a fan of his. I've never heard any of his music. But I think like he has enough wealth now and probably enough, like, you know, that bubble that celebrities get, and they kind of live in their own bubble and they get kind of weird and like they're able to separate themselves out from like the rest of us because of their wealth and fame and
they have the fucking money.
Yes, and I don't think, I mean, it's money, obviously, but I think it's also, because not a lot of, I mean, not every celebrity does this, but I think, I mean, the money would enable you to do this, but I think if you live in, like, a bubble, and I think that that's where Kanye is, he's, like, created this bubble where, like, he's able to have these thoughts, right. And he's able to, like, think, wait a minute. Maybe Trump is not the evil person that the media is telling us he is. And maybe black people should start thinking for themselves and like turn off the TV and look at the evidence instead of what we're told. Right. Or, you know, and Chance the Rapper, who is, I don't know who he is, but, you know, I'm sure he's famous. He came out, I think it was yesterday, and I was shocked. I was more shocked at this tweet from Chance the Rapper than I was from all of the Kanye stuff. Chance the Rapper came out and tweeted yesterday that black people do not have to be Democrats.
Yeah.
He actually tweeted that. And that was hugely shocking to me. That, you know, a black rapper would come out and say that. And, you know, I don't know what kind of, I'm sure he's getting huge backlash. But, wow. And it would be nice if change is happening. Like, people start thinking for themselves and people, you know, start noticing, like, hey, we've been voting Democrat for long now?
Yeah, I think, and
we are not getting anything out of it. In fact, things are getting worse for us. And the reason things are getting worse for us is because they keep promising us things and we vote for them and it never happens. And they take us for granted.
Well, you know what Lyndon Johnson said?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I will paraphrase.
Okay.
Because what he said was typical Johnsonian crudity. But he passed, I forget what it was, the Equal Rights, or it was the Fair Housing Act. It was some big welfare state thing. And he said, well, by passing this, we'll have, and he used a racial pejorative, voting Democrat for, I forget, for decades or something like that. I mean, it was for, you know, basically the intention was to, you know, buy them off and have them voting Democrat for, I mean, that was the bald intention and they knew it, you know, that was their goal. And, you know, it was, you know, people can make the argument, oh, the parties have changed, you know, because, you know, the Democrats used to be the party of the South and the party of slavery and the party of segregation and all that kind of stuff. And people can, people like, they're going to go, oh, yeah, the parties have changed. They're different now. I don't think so. I think the Democrats are still using racial minorities for their own benefit. And, you know.
Well, not just racial minorities, but any minorities they can.
Well, yeah, that's what they're, you know, that's their, you know, they got a system and it works. Well, so far it's worked.
Yeah. Well, more power to Kanye West. And, you know, all that said, it all may be like a ploy to get people to buy his new album.
I was going to say, we're talking about Kanye West.
Right.
Talk about Kanye West.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean.
And his wife's new perfume that shaped like her naked body.
Right.
Did you know, see what? That?
I did, and you know what it reminded me of?
What?
It reminded me of those fertility goddess figurines that they used to make with the exaggerated characteristics.
Like the Venus of Willendorf?
Yes.
Oh. Well.
People never change.
Not really.
No.
Boobs.
Yeah. So yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting on several levels, the whole Kanye thing. So, you know, on the one thing, he's for whatever reason he's doing it, doesn't really matter. He's doing it. Oh, you know, heresy. Oh, you can't do that. And then the people are trying to convince him to, you know, come back into the fold. You know, you can. Repent, sinner, you know,
and come back on the plantation, yeah, Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. And, you know, don't raise your head too high. It'll get lopped off. You know, I mean, it's just, it's the tactics are blatant and it's got people who I think otherwise, I mean, Kim Kardashian, for God's sakes, was on a show saying something like, you know, can't, whatever happened, don't we have free speech or something like, you know, I mean, of all people.
Noted constitutional scholar, Kim Kardashian. Right.
But, you know, I mean, honestly, I would love for every reality show daytime TV watching person to suddenly become concerned about free speech and civil rights. I think that would be a fantastic thing. And if it comes on the coattails of Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, perfect.
Yep. Who knew the left would choose this? Oh goodness!
Crazy!
It's we are living in interesting times.
Yeah, that's for sure. Holy moly! and I guess anything else? Do we have anything else to say on that? I don't. I'm done.
Yeah, I think we've.
It's
we've put amazing. That one.
We will keep an eye on Kanye.
We sound so like hip hop culture-y.
I know. We don't know
which we're not.
Which is, it's funny because none of us really follow these people. It's like, huh, what?
I do find.
Go ahead, Jay.
The one thing I find interesting, and it's a pox on both their houses kind of thing, is that the left is pointing out that a lot of people on the right who were rightfully jumping all over Kanye West when he made the George Bush hates black people comment are now him on. And, you know, there's a grain of truth there that he's not necessarily on our side or on any side other than Kanye West's side. We don't know.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. The flip side, of course, is that the same people who were cheering him when he was bashing George Bush are now, I mean, they're donning hair shirts and rending their flesh because, oh my God, how dare you, you traitor. And it's just very interesting to see both sides being completely, you know, again, completely hypocritical.
But it's what's funny is this is completely a left thing, because I am perfectly willing to accept and understand the concept that somebody could be completely wrong about one thing and completely right about something else.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not mired in a cult of personality or something where, you know, somebody has to be, 100% right all the time. People are often wrong about a great many things, and that's okay. And if Kanye, Bush doesn't care about black people, it was a great line. I don't think it's true, but it was a brilliant line. And now the whole, Trump and free speech and free thinking and all that kind of stuff, this time I happen to agree with it, and it's still a great line. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Well, if this leads people, especially, I hate to separate out people by race, but black people do, the majority of them vote Democrat because I don't even know why
anymore. Done why? A good job of convincing them that Republicans are racist.
Yeah, because, well, yeah, and they have the media behind them, and yeah. But if this leads to 5% of black people stopping to think, wait a minute, am I thinking for myself? Am I just voting the way I've always voted, the way my parents have voted? Because I'm black, because I'm black, I have to be Democrat. If 5% stop and look at themselves and say, wait a minute, let me look at what is happening. Like, the Democrats keep promising us stuff and nothing ever changes and things are getting worse. And if, 2% stop and think about it, it would be, I'm down with it, even whether or not Kanye West is sincere or not.
I like Alan's thought that they'll bring constitutional protections back into the collective conscience by involving the Kardashians.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
It would be, it would be kind of,
So,
sign of the times, I guess.
There was a study. And I was just reading this. I was reading it this morning, and it falls along what Brita was just talking about. There were some researchers that came out. They, these studies that come out. These two researchers, Wax and Alexander, did a study and. They wrote an essay. It was basically looking at how people could improve their situation in life. And it was basically the bottom line was get married before you have children, stay married, get an education, work hard, avoid idleness, avoid coarse language in public, eschew substance abuse and crime. And that's basically how you become a successful person.
Right.
They were excoriated in academia, the malignant logic of heteropatriarchal class-based white supremacy that plagues our country today. These cultural values and logics are steeped in anti-blackness and white heteropatriarchal respectability.
Wow.
So being a successful person, and by successful, I don't mean rich. I mean a person that, pays their own way, doesn't sponge off the government, is an upstanding citizen. Suddenly, according to academia, black people can't do that.
Right.
Which is bullshit, because before the Great Society, black people had a lower incidence of divorce than white people did.
Yeah. That's
King of England, isn't it?
What?
Divorce. King of England. Come on. You get tired of lopping their heads off, so.
But yeah,
maybe. And speaking of.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is so funny. So, okay. In this whole Kanye West tweet thing, he basically started this whole tweet thing with a tweet picture of his house, and it says, "Does this look like the sunken place?" Do either of you know what that is in reference to?
No.
Okay. Well, I just looked it up and I had no idea. Now it kind of like is all making sense. There is a horror satire called Get Out. And I'm reading an article from The Wrap, and it says, "What is the sunken place? Superficially, it's a brainwashing technique. See, in Get Out, a young black man visits the family of his white girlfriend, experiencing increasingly ominous series of microaggressions until the reveal comes. He's been lured there to be kidnapped, sold into a form of slavery, blah, blah, blah." But, like, Kanye was taking a picture of all of his luxurious house. And he says, "Does this look like the sunken place? Like, I'm married to a white woman, and I am not lobotomized, and I am not in slavery," you know, that sort of thing. That, wow. Okay, Kanye.
All right, then.
I didn't know what the reference was, but yeah. There it is. And he was, you know, basically like, "I'm not brainwashed anymore, and I'm, you know." I think Kanye's like telling people that he's free. He's free of all of it, you know. We will see how it turns out. It's fascinating. It's really fascinating.
Well, watching the attacks on Kanye. I mean, he went from being, you know, in with the in crowd, and now now he's like, "Oh my God." Twitter's
in the article. Down. The article goes on to say the sunken place has become an expression of frustration for people who feel more marginalized than ever in the age of Trump.
Well, see, I don't understand that, because who is marginalized in the age of Trump?
Well, if you're told over and over by the media that you are a victim of oppression and you're marginalized, you will begin to believe it.
I guess. It's the big lie.
I guess. Hmm? Yeah.
I have yet to hear anybody come up with anything other than, you know, "Well, because racist."
Right.
You know, I distinctly remember right after he was elected, a homosexual friend of mine was complaining that, you know, this is going to set everything back. And I said, "What specifically has he done or promised or even hinted at?" And I was met with crickets. And the most I can gather was the gay wedding cake.
Oh, my God.
That was literally the only thing anyone can bring up, because he didn't support that ruling. And I'm just like, he's going to be throwing gay people off of buildings like the Taliban
because
he doesn't think Christian bakers should be forced to make wedding cakes?
Yes. It's exactly the same, Jay. Don't you know that? Jesus.
Meanwhile, Milo Yiannopoulos was shouted out of a New York City bar by a crowd chanting, "Nazi scum, get out."
Yeah,
and then later in the week, a Manhattan judge ruled that there's nothing outrageous about throwing the president's supporters out of bars.
Right.
So,
because political affiliation is not a protected group.
Oh, okay.
Watch to see that change quickly.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, my God. Holy moly. imagine if political ideology became a protected group.
Oh, geez.
And all the universities are sued to death with EEOC complaints for obvious, you know, obvious violations of the law.
Jay, when your friend was talking about, your gay friend was talking about the gay wedding cake thing, did you happen to remind him, her, if you that Trump is like one of the most pro-gay marriage?
I brought it, you know, and it was a him, by the way.
Him, okay. It
matters, but, and, you know, it's like, look, this is, he is like head and shoulders the most pro-LGBT president we've had ever.
Even more than Obama.
Yes. Way more than Obama. I mean, this is a guy who was on stage with the gay pride flag in his hands going, great, this is, I mean, he was full support of the LGBT community. And because of one thing, all of a sudden he's the Taliban? It's that overblown, over the top, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, end of the world rhetoric for everything that gave us Trump to begin with. Then why won't you cousin humping rednecks vote for us? How could you possibly vote for him? Oh.
Why? Yeah. Why won't you moronic idiots do what you're supposed to do? Damn it!
Yeah. Oh, the polls were obviously rigged because Hillary was ahead right up until the election. Yeah, because you spent hours and hours pontificating about how Trump was a horrible Nazi racist, and anyone that agreed with him was a horrible Nazi racist. By the way, who are you voting for? Who? Boy. Let me think here. I'm going to out myself as a horrible Nazi racist. Let me see.
Well, that and the polls are all skewed anyway. That's the problem. They did these horribly skewed polls that were designed to be skewed, and then they believed them.
I still to this day am floored that Trump won outside the margin of cheat. I really am.
Well, that just shows you how bad Hillary was. I mean, just imagine, you know, in an actual fair contest, it would have been a blowout. Actually, you know what? In all honesty, in a fair contest, Trump probably wouldn't have been the candidate.
Well, that's exactly it.
Because it was the media circus that gave us Trump. I mean, the left, you know, the Trump is a creation of the left. He is a response to their over the top bullshit. You know, the rest of the country said, "Well, okay."
Well, you could tell they wanted him to be the candidate because they figured, you know, this guy.
Oh yeah, he's a clown. He'll never get elected. Yeah.
And they forgot they were supposed to push Jeb Bush on us, and Jeb would have gotten beat like a drum.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Just like Mitt Romney.
And the GOP would have been perfectly happy with that because they love being the party of the minority. They get to sit there and not have responsibility for anything and carp and complain about everything. And yet when they get in power, what do? Not a goddamn thing.
No. I believe they make noises like whoop, 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 and poke each other in the eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
For our younger listeners, that's the Three Stooges. Ask your grandparents or what I'm referring to.
Yeah, it's, you know, they're like, I don't know. I would love to get, you know, if it were at all possible, an honest conversation with one of those idiots and just ask them, what are you thinking? You know, you know, the Democrats showed how it was done. When you're in charge, when you have the votes, you ram through whatever you want. That's right. How you do it. Because I guarantee you, if you know when the pendulum swings, and it will,
Yep.
Oh, when the Democrats have the presidency and when the Democrats have the Senate and the House, they're going to do what they did first term of Obama. They're going to ram through everything they have, and they're going to tell the Republicans to shut up. We won.
Yep. We won. I won.
Yeah. And the Republicans showed their true colors because they're not interested in any of that. They don't want to be the party in charge. They, you know, oh, we have to do something. We have to be on the record about shit. Oh no.
We have to actually have a position.
Right. I mean, they could have gotten rid of Obamacare completely, easily, and they didn't do it. And now we're left with this steadily disintegrating disaster. You know, we're going to wind up with an NHS. And you know what that's done.
We know what that does. That leads to actual death squads.
See?
Heck, honest to goodness, death squads.
I did a segu.
That's our segu from Alan.
Yeah.
That was great.
And of course, we're referring to the case of Alfie Evans, who's a toddler. And I'm not even 100% sure what exactly is going on as far as the illness.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, this, I wish I'd done my homework here.
He's brain damaged. Yeah, the little boy.
He's on life support, or he was.
Yeah.
He may be completely brain dead. That's, you know, we don't know.
He's 23 months. So he's a toddler.
But the doctors decided, yeah, we can't save him, so we're just going to starve him to death. We're going to take him off life support and kill him.
And let him starve to death.
Essentially, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's an Italian hospital that has an experimental treatment that they want to try. And I don't understand.
The Italian government has given him citizenship and a free plane ticket.
Yeah, the UK doesn't have to pay for it at all.
Doesn't have to pay a thing.
The alternative is he dies. So what if he goes as the treatment and it doesn't work? He dies, which is what's going to happen. He's absolutely going to die staying in England.
Right.
Why did it have to be Italy? Why did it have to be Italy? And I hate autoplay. Whoever does autoplay should die in a fire.
Well, the reason, the reason.
For autoplay?
No. The reason the UK government won't let him leave the country to go to Italy.
They own your children.
Well, it's more petty and corrupt than that.
They know better than you.
No, it's even worse than that.
Because they can?
No, it's even worse than that.
Oh.
Wow.
Because God forbid the Italians might cure the kid, and then what would we look like?
Yes. I just wish it had been the Israelis and not the Italians, because the Mossad would have left the trail of bodies getting him out. I can't take credit for that. I saw that on Facebook, but
you know, that's exactly what it is. They're bureaucrats covering their ass. There is no legitimate reason to not let those parents take that kid to Italy. None whatsoever. People fly in the U.S. People fly to all over countries, other countries, to get medical care for a variety of reasons.
People from all of the countries come here to get treatment.
Right. And for the fact that the UK is cloaking themselves in, you know, oh, we are doing this for the child, is complete bullshit.
There's a line of bobbies outside not letting anybody in.
Yes.
And I'm like, doesn't anybody have a bulldozer and some sheet metal? Because we need the ghost of Marvin Heemeyer and the killdozer.
Well, not only that, but the government's threatened people for making comments on social media about it.
Hmm.
They're basically released a statement and said, we're watching who makes posts and who makes comments.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, I go over there with a full Cutco kit. You could take over the damn country. The this one's got a point. Look, look, pointy.
Stop it. Stop at Walmart on your way to the airport and pick up a cheap set of steak knives.
Bringing the Ginsu people. What is, they would have conquered them in a weekend. You know, it's just, we've covered two stories out of England.
I know.
Like weeks in a row.
I know. It's sad.
They're freaking out, shitting their pants about pliers and butter knives on the one hand. And you put them together and you're like, absolutely. Because if people were allowed to have things like knives, they might want pitchforks. And if they had pitchforks, they might grab torches, and then they would storm the fucking castle and burn these motherfuckers out. Because you understand why they start looking down their nose at us. Oh, our little inbred, gun nut, crazy American cousins. Because that sort of shit doesn't happen here. Because when the government gets tyrannical like that, we have the means to say, might want to rethink that, pal.
Well, yeah, I mean, can't have that.
We at least have butter knives.
Good God. Hey, Brita, have you were in Texas recently?
Was I? Oh.
Did you?
What?
Did you maybe go off the reservation a little bit?
What?
Well, they've found,
what reservation am I on?
They've been finding severed heads near lakes in Texas and Louisiana.
No. Mm-hmm. I put them on pikes.
Or encourage les autres.
Just making sure.
I don't hide them. I put them on pikes in front of my house.
As a warning to others, huh?
Yes.
I just saw that, and I was like,
it wasn't
what?
Me.
Heads, severed heads. Brita.
All that Brita. Now, see, I figured you'd have them crucified in positions that point to your house, so Schwartz knows how to get there.
Oh boy!
This way to the doom.
This way to the basement. Come on.
I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah. So yeah, it's funny how we go from, oh no, there's no death panels, to, oh yeah, we have death panels.
And you can't even talk about them.
Right.
I mean, like, you know, I mean, yeah, George Orwell has got to be looking at this going, God damn it. Even I didn't come up with this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even he thought that was too ridiculous to put in a book. Nobody would believe that.
I read something the other day, and I'm not 100% sure it's true because I didn't research it, but I'm willing to bet it is, just given the circumstances. I think, you know how Great Britain is not allowing the child's parents to fly him to Italy,
right,
to get him whatever sort of help they want to get him because he's their child, but this, you know, the country's not allowing it. However, I read somewhere that if you are a British citizen and you want to fly to a different country to commit suicide, you know, assisted suicide, which is legal in certain countries, they will allow that.
So they should say they're bringing Alfie to Italy to have him humanely suicided.
I don't know if this, you know, I don't know, but.
Oh, I'd be like, why? Yes, we're taking him to Italy, where he will have a physician-assisted suicide. Yes, that's the ticket. And my wife, Morgan Fairchild. Hey, kids, see, back in the days when Saturday Night Live was funny, they had a gentleman named John Lovitz who used to have a career.
But he's, isn't he a conservative?
John Lovitz? I don't know either way.
Okay.
I know Phil Hartman was, and they killed him for it, so.
I'm Googling. Hold on one second. I could swear to God he is. He was. Yes. He has gone conservative.
Oh, my God. Like he
Which went, may be why we don't hear from him anymore.
Old Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh man, wait till EEOC lawsuits start happening in Hollywood. Ooh.
Yeah.
And in the news media and at Google and
this was during the Obama administration. I don't know where he's at now with the whole Trump thing, but yeah. John Lovitz.
Wow, John Lovitz.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, what you're saying, Jay?
I forgot.
More.
I wasn't paying attention.
Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild. Yeah. Just you know that they should. You know, we've come to accept that the NHS is 100% correct, and all we want to do is bring our child to a place where he can be humanely, he can be. I don't want to say put the he can. Have his life terminated by under a physician's care, and then you get him out of the country, and then it's like right to Italy. Here you go, guys.
That would be nice.
Well, but they're already trying to kill him in the hospital.
The backwards bird. Yeah, I'm again. I just can't even.
Yeah, because he was on life support. And they turned that off, or they turned off his oxygen or whatever. And he stayed. He's still alive. He's still basically
breathing
on his own. So they were like, well, we're just not going to feed him. So the hospital is going to take
it. And they were also withholding. They were also withholding water as well.
Yeah. So no food and water. And they're going to let it's an awful way to die. And they're just going to basically let him die of thirst and starvation. Because that's because they're worried about his welfare.
Okay. No, I think they're.
We had to burn the village to save it.
I think they're basically saying no. I think this is it for Alfie, and we should just close the chapter on his life and let him die. That's basically like I read the thing, and they're basically saying no. I think it's over now. Basically, they've decided that this is it for Alfie, and we should just let him die, regardless of what his parents want. Which is the issue, I think.
Well, if the parents wanted to take him off to a mystic healer or something like that, I mean, I'd still be okay with it because they're his parents and they should be allowed to do that. But
they have requested to take Alfie home, and they are not allowed to take Alfie home to die.
Well,
I
thought that was because they were afraid that they would take him to the airport and fly him to Italy.
It doesn't matter why.
Yeah. But they're wanting to take him to, it's like they want a second opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to take him to another hospital and see if they can do anything. That's not irresponsible parenting by anybody's book.
No.
You know, wanting to take your kid to if we want to, if your kid's sick and you want to take him out of the hospital and take him home to pray over him and shake a rattle or something. I guess you could make a case that that's not very responsible, but they want to take him to another hospital where there are actual doctors who will try to save him.
You know, I just read, I didn't really know about the case and how it all began. Like, why is Alfie sick and why is Alfie brain damaged? And it said that when he was, he started making jerking seizure-like movements and was taken to the doctors, but his parents were told that he was lazy and a late developer. And this was like 2 years ago.
Oh, so again the hospital screwed it up.
So the hospital's probably just covering their ass.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Oh, well, it's just inevitable. There's nothing we could do.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you know what else? Oh, that even makes it worse, because if he gets into another hospital, the doctors there might go, oh, yeah, this is what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how'd they miss this?
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm sure they can't sue for malpractice. I'm sure that doesn't under single pay.
They actually did already said they were going to sue the doctors, and the government was like, "You can't do that."
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
So,
I mean, look at the VA in the U.S. I mean, the VA is the same, if not worse, than the NHS in England. And the VA kills. Service, kills veterans left and right through neglect and even on purpose in a lot of cases. And, imagine the VA is every hospital you go to.
Right.
Oh, you want to see a doctor? Well, there's a waiting list. It'll take you 6 months.
You need a kidney transplant? That's a 4-year wait.
Yeah. Oh, and you can't go anywhere else, even if you have the money.
Yeah, you can't leave the country.
All right, on that pleasant note.
On that note, yeah.
Yay! Jay will not be with us next week.
Right. Will not. I will be.
Jay's doing his thing.
We will have a substitute player.
We will.
I'll be having Texas barbecue about this time next Thursday.
Yeah, you'll be in Dallas. Yeehaw!
I will. I'm looking for JR.
Here's the thing. People don't know Dallas is like not even part of Texas anymore.
I thought that was Austin.
Well, Austin's definitely not, but Dallas is like some California big city. It's just, it's so disgusting. Anyway, we'll be back next week one way or another. Another program note, we've been trying to get Dr. John Edine on. He had some issues. We had to reschedule him. He'll be on the 5th or the 10th?
The 10th.
The 10th.
The 10th.
Mm-hmm. Of May, unless we have to reschedule. So, all right. Everybody have a good weekend, and don't go to England and get hurt.
Right. Seriously.
All right. Night, y'all. It's time to go lift.
Good night.
Bye.
See ya.